for me, it was just too much of the same repetitive, like colors would change or, you know, the theme of the wedding would change, but it wasn't diverse enough and creative enough for me to really engage in it in a sustainable way.
How would you describe this book?
This book is a photo series of Birmingham artists that shows a behind-the-scenes look at their processes and their personal sources of inspiration that you're able to see in their studios.
And how did you come to this idea of capturing creative individuals in their own space?
I tried a lot of things like shooting weddings or just portraiture, and I started asking myself, what do I not want to do? Instead of saying, what should I do? What do I not want to do? So I began to make a list of those things, and through that process, I realized that I'm inspired and motivated to work and create by being around other creative people who are doing the same kinds of things, but through different mediums.
Any particular artist that you've come to see in a new and different light based on your taking pictures of them?
In some ways, all of them for sure. But in particular, there were a few artists who were just have been through really difficult years recently. And through meeting them and hearing their stories, I realized that it wasn't this glamorous time for them, that they were really struggling to continue to produce art in the middle of loss and grief and hardship. And for them to allow me to step into their story at the time I did and to capture them was really a risk and a vulnerability on their part. And I really appreciated that. And I think it gave me a new perspective. I think before I started this project, I viewed the entire process kind of through rose-colored glasses and this glamorous lens. And in reality, it's hard work, and it's a daily struggle to stay motivated and inspired to keep producing artwork.
Is there anything different about taking a picture of an artist in their creative space versus someone who is not an artist in that type of definition? I mean, I could picture someone who is, for example, say, a dental hygienist saying, they're an artist. This is my creative space. Mm. How would you answer that?
Well, at the end of the day, I'm capturing people, and all people have value, and all people are interesting to me. So I have chosen this specific niche because it's probably the most interesting personally to me. But anytime I'm documenting a person, no matter how stereotypically plain or one-dimensional that person may appear, I'm fascinated by who the person is and to get to know them. And I think taking photos of someone is how I get to know people. And that's something I've discovered through this process, is that I will capture them in the moment and in their element. And then later I'll process their stories and my experience with them as I'm going through the images. And it's just a way to retain that information and to build that relationship.
The book is $72, and I probably don't need to tell you this is dinner and babysitting for some people. Who do you hope will buy this book?
The price of the book has been a little bit of a surprise to some people. So I think it depends on what you're viewing it as. If you're viewing it as simply a coffee table book, then it is expensive. But if you're viewing it as a volume of historical preservation of the artist in our city right now, or just simply as an artist book, it's actually quite affordable. But I think that in the end, no matter the cost of it, people are going to purchase it when they feel a connection to that. And I really believe that people spend money on what resonates with them and what reminds them who they are.
Where do you see this project going from here? I mean, this book is titled For the Beauty of Birmingham. Mm-hmm. Are you hoping to take this idea to other cities?
It's very possible. I have had that thought before. I have very close friends in Detroit who are involved in the art community there, and I would love to continue the theme of cities who are going through times of revival in their art and culture. At the same time, I feel like it's very important for me to be here in Birmingham, especially at this time and this kind of revival we've been experiencing over the last few years. So it's kind of an open-ended question. I'm not quite sure yet, but I didn't want to close that opportunity either, so we'll have to wait and see what happens.